Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. Now.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Okay, good. So I did put two squirts of shaving mousse under my arms this morning, but apart from that, it's all going very, very well. Good morning, Tulip.
Morning.
Morning, Simon off the sport.
Hiya.
Please, it's Friday?
Yes.
Yeah, we so excited. It's Friday. Good morning. This is the Chris Moore Show with Scott Mills. Morning, Amy, 17, in Worcester, who's just woken up and said that I was shouting far too much at the start of Jessie J there at the beginning of the show. So just trying to work out what level you want me at this time. Is it like, hi, or is it hello down here somewhere? Is that all right? It's quite early, isn't it? Emma and Kent's been on. Thank you so much for playing Jessie J. I'm seeing her in Tiny Temper on Sunday. I'm very excited. Chloe Godbold is 21 today. Shane's been on saying happy birthday. Greg in Swansea tried to brush his teeth with germaline this morning. That's gross. So don't do that by mistake. But slightly better than me. Well, actually, no, it's worse than me putting shaving foam under my arms by mistake. And Lisa's been on. Her husband sprayed instant tanning foam under his arm before going to bed last night. Both woke to the horror this morning, thinking he'd had some sort of accident, but it's all fine. It's just tanning foam. Steve G in Harlow says, can we have an Only Blue Friday? I'm not quite sure when we decide that we're allowed to do those. I think it's like 7:30, because that shouting over classical music at this time is just not on. Maybe 7:30, if that's right with you. Right, let me know what you're doing this morning. Let me know where you are. It's going to be warm and sunny in most of the UK today. Might be a bit cloudy in Scotland. Sorry, Scotland. Let me know. Send me a text. I might call one of you back. 81199. Some Dear Scott from the Posh Radio 4 lady coming up. The stuff that you've been saying to us on email this week. And yesterday, Becky used her amazing rapping skills. I don't know how she does it. She's just got it in her. To tackle the Pitbull rap in J-Lo's On The Floor. Today, she will do Busta Rhymes rap, which is tricky, on the Tiesto track... Come on, you're going to love it.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Now, do you remember a while back when we were trying to work out what Lady Gaga's Born This Way would sound like? What she did was she released the lyrics online, but she didn't actually release the song. So we all had a go at making a song on the show in the afternoon, just to kind of guess what it would sound like, to preempt it. Now, Becky's one probably sounded the most Gaga-like out of all of them. And I did a kind of country and western version. This is Becky's one that she did.
It don't matter if you love him.
Frighteningly similar.
Or capital H-I-M. Just put your paws up. Because you were born this way, baby.
Remember, this is before we'd even heard the song. Nobody had heard it in the whole world. Sounds quite good. Obviously, she is missing the brass on her version, but apart from that...
My mama told me when I was young, we are all born
superstars.
She rolled my hair and put my lipstick on in a glass of her...
Now, Becky did that just knowing the lyrics, nothing else. Pretty impressive. This was my one, which was a country track. Born This Way, Lady Gaga, what I thought it would sound like.
Doesn't matter if you love him or capital H-I-A. Just put your paws up, 'cause you were born this way. Born this way.
Yesterday, Lady Gaga announced on her Twitter that she has a surprise for all her little monsters. And that surprise is that she is releasing a Born This Way country road version.
My mama told me when I was young.
And I think it'll sound like this.
We were all born superstars. She rolled my hair and put my lipstick on in the glass of her boudoir.
Now, you can say that that's a coincidence, but I don't think so. So, Lady Gaga, on her Twitter, at 3 a.m. New York time, and that's the time you'd release something like that, isn't it? which is 8 a.m. our time. Is that right? Yeah, because they're 5 hours back. Yeah. So at 8 o'clock, Lady Gaga on her Twitter is going to release the country road version of Born This Way, which I think might be inspired by this show. I'm not saying she's nicked the idea. So hopefully we can bring that to you when she puts it on her Twitter, when she's staying awake, especially at 3 a.m. Eastern time. Fag on, couple of drinks, typing away on her computer.
Scott Mills, BBC.
So at the time when I did my country and western version of Lady Gaga, Born This Way, before even hearing the original track, people were like, no, Scott, it's never going to sound like that. You're being too avant-garde. But it looks like that wasn't the case because she's now done a country version. And the exciting news is New York at the moment is only 4 hours behind. They're not as in the past as they normally are, because normally it's 5 hours, which means we could be minutes away from Lady Gaga's country road version of Born This Way. So we'll keep pressing F5 and hope for the best. And if she remembers, she's probably fallen asleep. It's 3 o'clock in New York. She's probably like all earlier going, oh yeah, I'll put it on Twitter, yeah. And then she just like doze off, phone in her hand. but we'll have a look, about 5 minutes. Chris is here very early this morning. Morning, Chris.
Hello.
Like, you've probably never seen this time of day, apart from when you're going on holiday.
No.
It's that thing where you get up just to go to the airport.
It's really weird, isn't it?
My mate Chris, your documentary's online now. We'll talk about that in a minute.
Cool.
Right, tell me about your mate Dougs.
We were chatting about this in the pub yesterday. Basically, my mate Dougsy has got to get up at 8 o'clock today.
That doesn't normally happen either.
No, but it's basically because he couldn't say no
to
a priest.
I think it's quite hard to say no to a priest, generally.
Oh, definitely.
If they ask you to do something. What happened?
Well, he got he was getting a coffee, his coffee shop in Pinner, and the priest came up. Priest knows his mum.
Do you two ever go anywhere that's not Pinner? Is it a bit like an EastEnders?
We sometimes venture out to Northwood.
Right.
As a treat.
Okay.
But no, we were in Pinner, and priest comes up to him in a coffee shop, says, hello. I don't think he said Dougsy. No. I think it was like, hello, Christopher. He's also
all right, so he knows the priest.
Yeah, well, his mum knows the priest, so it's like a family friend.
Okay.
And priest asked how he was. Obviously, Chris then said, or Dougsy asked back, yeah, I'm good, how are you? And then this priest started talking about all the gardening that he's doing in this local parish.
Uh-huh.
So at that point, he knew what was going to happen. He's now been roped into the gardening. Couldn't say no.
No. Well, you can't.
You can't say no.
So it went from, oh, I've got a few weeds that need doing, to, can you do it?
He's full on gardening this morning from 8 o'clock.
Does he...
He doesn't have a clue.
Right, does he ever done any kind of gardening before?
No.
Right.
But he got a call from the priest yesterday saying, look, whatever you do, don't touch the mirandum or whatever it was. and he doesn't know what's going on.
He doesn't know what the mirandum is.
No.
What is the mirandum?
He's been told to prune a tree as well, but for whatever he does, leave the oak.
What does that mean?
I don't know. He's going to be screwed.
It's going to be a mess, isn't it?
It's all going to go wrong.
I can relate to this, though, because I also can't say no to anybody. The one that doesn't speak gets so many emails all the time from people, from various companies, from various like event organisers going, hi, one that doesn't speak, saw Scott over the weekend and he said that he would love to come to our raffle and mother's coffee morning next Tuesday morning at 10:30.
I've never seen you say no.
No, I can't do it.
Anytime we've gone out and people have gone, I'll come have a photo. And the thing is, you do that because you're nice.
No, that's fine. Cool. But it's just the whole thing of like when people go, would you like to come to our event? I want to say, I can't think of anything worse. But I just go, I smile and I go, yeah, that sounds really good. Just let me know. Just send the one that doesn't speak an email.
BBC Radio 1 podcast.
It's only Friday. Oh, God. I can't get it out of my head. You see, all the offers are coming in now, and I find it really hard to say no. Adam and Paul has been on, saying, could you dress up as a clown for my son's birthday? No problem, Adam. That'll be absolutely fine. Justin, can you DJ at my wedding in 2 years' time? Yeah, that won't be a problem. Just email the one that doesn't speak. Don't, please.
Another DJ request, 18th of June, Martin off of Driffield. Yeah, that'd be a problem. Not. Paul the Shed Man, could you come and muck out our two stables at work tomorrow morning? Absolutely fine, I'd love to.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast.
This is the Chris Moore Show with Scott Mills, and it's Friday. Hope you're doing all right. Bit early to tell, really, isn't it? Let's talk about my mate Chris's friend who can't say no, and today is helping out a priest to prune his garden. He's never done any gardening in his life. What time does he start? 8 o'clock.
8 o'clock.
No gardening experience.
Never.
But just couldn't say hello. Couldn't say no. Hello. Couldn't say hello to a priest. Hi, Rebecca.
Hello.
Hi. Are you one of these as well? Can't say no.
Oh, yeah, I got the nickname Doormat at school because I used to let people walk all over me. I'd say yes to everything.
That's what my nan used to say as well. She'd be like, oh, Scott, you're a doormat.
They said I might as well have welcome written across my forehead.
Yeah, come on in. Are you still like that or have you changed?
Since I've come to uni, I've been able to say no more, but I still say yes to quite a lot of things.
What was the last thing you said yes to where you really wanted to say actually no?
Well, the first day training that I'm doing today.
Right, was that an optional, was it?
Well, actually, I do quite want to do it. I don't know, I'm half asleep, sorry.
Oh yeah, so it's alright. No, so am I, it's all fine. Okay, well have a good day.
All right, sorry, bye.
Don't apologise. Oh, no. I'm sorry. I can't say no, I'm sorry. Quite a lot of people on the text can't say no to somebody when they're asked out on a date. Will you go out with me? Yeah, all right then. Don't actually want to at all. Brilliant. Jill in Suffolk, I'm looking at you.
Radio 1.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.
Dear Scott, with the PR4L coming up, and it's Friday, yes. Now, at the moment, in New York, on the east coast of America, it's 3:15 a.m. And Lady Gaga has just confirmed on her Twitter that she is drinking wine, as we suspected. So well done to you, Lady Gaga. And like many of us have done at 3 o'clock in the morning, while drinking wine, she's recorded a country song and put it on the internet. We've all done it. Now, can I just say how you all scoffed at me when I said months back that Lady Gaga's Born This Way would sound like this. This is way before she released it. She put the lyrics on the internet and we on this show all recorded what we thought it would sound like. This is my one.
My mama told me when I was young, we were all born superstars. She rolled my hair and put my lipstick on in the glass of her boudoir.
Now, you all laughed at the time.
Wrong.
You were like, ha, yeah, whatever, Mills. There's no way she would ever go country. Well, after a few glasses of wine on a Friday morning, she does. Listen to what she just put on the internet.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Podcast.
It's only Blue Friday, and it's time for Dear Scott, a posh lady from Radio 4, reading out what you've been saying to us.
Dear Scott, Becky and Chris, I know from listening, when I can, but always downloading your podcast, that it is one of your life's aims to appear on the Puppet Master of Chav shows, Mr. Jezza Jeremy Kyle Show audience. Well, let me tell you, I actually have. Na 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 na.
Always wanted to be on this, haven't we, Chris?
Said this so many times. Love to go in the audience.
Never got round to it, though.
No. Well, there's a massive waiting list for tickets for the audience as well. And we don't seem to be able to skip the queue.
Why should you be able to skip the queue?
Well, because I thought Scott might be able to help us out and...
You don't see many celebrities in the Jeremy Kyle audience, do you?
No.
No, only the ones who are actually on the show.
Yeah, I've never seen one in the audience.
What celebrities have been on the Jeremy Kyle show?
They do celebrity specials, don't they?
Do they?
They did it, like, Pamela Anderson was on one of them. And
what?
Yeah, there was...
Was she on DNA test?
Oh, I can't remember who else, but they get paid a fair bit. I mean, the other option is, if we can't get in the audience, is get you on the show. We just need to find a problem with you. And then I can come as your plus one, can't I?
Find a problem with him.
Oh, they just bring out loads of people to slag me off.
You haven't got any kids anywhere in the world, have you? You know, we've
no.
Fathered.
There's not that. It's
no
just
DNA tests or.
Being in the audience for Jeremy Kyle, though, sounds pretty good.
They hold you in a room, and first they show you how to do an assortment of claps. Short ones, long ones, and half-hearted ones for when the guests come onto the stage. At that point, they warned us not to laugh at any of the guests. Then they show you to your seats and warm us all up to cheer for Jez to strut onto the stage. I just want to add that the reason he sits on the steps a lot is because his head is so much bigger than it appears on the telly. I think it weighs him down. It truly is big in comparison to his body. Just a heads up for when you go, don't want you to gasp in disbelief at the big head. Smiley. Love, Becky Lindsay.
Are you expected not to laugh at the people on the stage?
Well, especially if they say something funny.
Well, no, the thing is, when you're at home, you generally laugh a lot. How are you expected not to do that when you're in the live studio audience?
I used to work with him. I don't remember him having a particularly large head.
So did I.
You worked with him?
Yeah, I did as well.
I didn't.
Then why no? Don't feel left out.
Was he a nice guy?
Yeah, he was. I was on work experience and he couldn't be bothered to deal with me, so he sent me back downstairs. But
I've met his mum.
Really? What's she like? Cool?
Really posh.
How big's her head?
Not particularly big.
I don't get this clapping business that Becky was talking about. So what's a half-hearted clap?
Well, just like a sort of... Is it the one you do when people get on an aeroplane late? Yeah. I know, that's a slow clap, isn't it?
Yeah, that's more a sarcastic clap.
I always get that on planes.
Do you? Why doesn't that surprise me? Do you think, yes, Mills is here?
I was on EasyJet once and I was made an example of.
Were you? This is amazing.
It's because you object to speedy boarding.
Well, no, I was last on the plane because I thought I've got ages. So I went to the duty free and the next thing I know, I'm last getting on. And the woman didn't have to say this, but she went... Imagine, there's a whole plane full of people. Oh, I see, we've got Scott Mills on board! And everyone just goes...
Well, we should practice our claps then before we go to Jeremy Kyle.
I'm good at it. I've done it loads of times on TV
shows. Sounds like Brucey again, 40 of those.
40 of those.
You have to clap on TV shows. You have to clap above your head normally.
Do you?
Like when you're in the new audience ones, because otherwise if you clap like down there, it looks like you're doing something weird in your trousers. I remember going to Top of the Pops once, like they told you to clap above your head, otherwise it looks a bit pervy. I think the best clapping has to come from the lottery audience, though. Oh, they're always very enthusiastic.
Who's the warm-up guy for the audience on the lottery, Scott?
They don't have one.
Why? Did the audience come in that revved up already?
They're hyped, aren't they?
Yeah, they are.
Every week on form.
They sound quite... I think the same audience goes every week,
do you? Let's do the next one.
And they clap nonsense.
Next.
As well.
To Lord Mills, Becky, the one that doesn't speak, Chris, and the PR4L.
Hello.
Scott, you and the other celebrities that did the trek have become an inspiration for me. When I'm older, I'm only 15, you see, I want to do something like that for charity. What you all did was brilliant. Well done, Smiley.
Thank you very much.
Also, I have a question. What is the name of the song that spells out Life Goes On? I've heard it a lot on Radio 1 recently and I love it, but I can't remember what it's called. Please help, as it is bugging me. Love you lots like jelly tots. Jen, off of Nottingham, XXXX.
OK, well, I can tell you that song is by Noah and the Whale and it spells out Life Goes On and it's called LIFEGOESON.
Have you tried singing it like the song, though? Because I found myself on a bus trying this the other day, and it's actually deceivingly difficult.
You know, it's L-I-F-E-G-O-E... No.
See what I mean?
L-I-F-E-G-O-E-S-A?
L-I-F-E-G-O-E-S-O-N.
Oh, OK. It's actually
right?
Harder than I thought it was, yeah.
L-I-F-E-G-O-E-S-O-N.
OK, just me that can't do it, then. Next!
Dear Scott, PR4L, the one that doesn't speak, and Beckalar. The other day, I met a girl called Becky Fincham, which is what Becky would be called if she married Matt Fincham. It made me think, perhaps all this fussing and fighting between Becky and Matt is really just covering up unresolved sexual tension.
I've thought this for ages.
They might just be pulling one another's pigtails, as it were, because deep down they know they're in love.
Blatantly.
What a charming love story that would be. Love you, Raz, age 29 and one quarter, in Guildford. XX.
I've thought about this for ages.
Have you?
Yeah.
Why haven't you not said anything to me?
Because you've got a boyfriend.
Yeah?
You can sometimes cut the tension with a knife with you two.
Really?
Really?
Uh-huh.
Do you think he's playing the game with me?
Maybe.
Yeah. What, maybe because he's always nasty to me and like trying to wind me up.
All right, Baldy.
Yeah. Constant negs.
That's a good point.
I never thought about it like that. No, me and Matt are just good friends.
That's what everyone says, though. Oh, we're just good friends.
Has it ever got close at a Christmas party or
anything? No, never.
Not with him.
No. Scott! next. Still that doesn't work if I just shout next, does it? You've got control of the button.
You haven't got the power.
Still got the picture.
I really want to see this picture.
Where is that picture?
On a hard drive somewhere, never to be found.
This is a picture of Becky at the Christmas party a few years ago. Thing is, if I told the story, I've got as much to lose, I think, on this one. So,
because what you've got on me, I've got 10 times more on you.
Yeah. Podcast. Lots of reaction to the Lady Gaga thing that she put on Twitter while drinking wine at 3 a.m. New York time. Snev in Somerset says, so first she copies Madonna, now she copies Scott Mills. Whatever next? I don't know. Still inferior to the Huxes version. That's from Ben. Stuart in bed says, I think I prefer that version. Do you mean hers or mine? What do you mean? I prefer this version of Lady Gaga. She's done a country and western version, which I predicted a long time ago. Anyway, due to its immense success yesterday, coming after 7:30, I know it's after 7:30 now, it's 7:33, but you know what I mean, in the next 10 minutes, due to its immense popularity, Smooth Talking Dan, with all the gossip from today's papers, what happens in the morning is Smooth Talking Dan goes through all the papers and writes down notes on some of the more interesting entertainment stories. However, he writes them without much detail, so they tend to be quite cryptic. So yesterday, I got him in to explain what the stories actually meant, because without that, they made absolutely no sense. And it was a surprise hit with the listeners, so much so that Smooth Talking Dan has now joined Twitter, at Smooth Talking Dan, so he can speak to his Smooth Talking fans. Like, Lady Gaga's got her little monsters, he's got his Smooth Talking fans. Now, this was a surprise hit, who'd have thought it, yesterday with the listeners, where Smooth Talking Dan writes me some headlines from the entertainment stories in the newspapers and then comes in to explain them because they make absolutely no sense as just a headline. They loved it yesterday, Dan.
Mm.
And look at your Twitter following already. It's huge. Thousands.
Smooth Talking Dan, no G.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Which does look a bit like Smooth Talk Indian.
Yeah.
If you... because there's no G, yeah, so...
That's been taken, that, someone else.
Okay, good.
It's a shameless plug for his Twitter, isn't
it? Yes, it is.
Yeah.
My friend Chris is here, Smooth Talking Dan's here, and we're going to do some of the headlines that you've written out. So, first one, Timmy Mallet is a hit with Kate Moss.
Yeah. Timmy Mallet?
Yes.
Him and Kate Moss got together to entertain 50 drinkers at the Groucho Club in London, Soho. Well, they went and read a bit more. It turns out Kate was playing the piano. Timmy just clapped and laughed. And apparently he's got a trademark laugh. But the punters love that.
Okay.
So,
And that's that one.
That's that one.
Colleen Rooney is wag with a flag.
Yeah. She was spotted on a beach holding a flag. That was that one.
So just Colleen on a beach... Why is she holding a flag?
Yeah. It's like a beach flag. You can get some flags on beaches.
What?
I've never seen a flag on a beach,
like a small flag. Maybe to like mark...
Talking nonsense, Dan. Who has a flag on a beach?
No one.
A small flag, maybe to mark where it's safe to swim or something like that. I don't know. I'm guessing.
All right, next one. Yeah. Chipmunk to collaborate with a mouse.
Yes. Can you guess which mouse?
Mickey?
Rasta Mouse.
Oh, excellent. Mm. Yeah, got any more?
He's apparently Chipmunk is desperate to collaborate with TV hero Rasta Mouse. Apparently Rasta Mouse is already in talks with Cheryl Cole. Apparently.
Who is Rasta Mouse?
Rasta Mouse is this cartoon character which is huge. No, it's not a cartoon.
Yeah.
It's very good.
Yeah. It's like his mouse with dreadlocks.
Yeah, really good.
And Chipmunk's going to perform with him then?
Maybe.
Rasta Mouse is quite the hot new thing. Check him out.
They're planning stuff together.
Next one, are they though? Because it's a cartoon, Dan. Anyway, next one. Girl band Parade banned from buying dogs.
howling hot new girl band, that's what it said, had been banned from buying dogs by their management because it might distract them.
From what?
From their new career. Apparently they've got a new hit. Well, they have, haven't they?
Yeah, Louder.
They wanted to buy some dogs to celebrate, as you do.
When you have a song out, I'll buy a dog.
But apparently dogs are off.
Right, so no dogs for parade. Pixie hits the bottle.
Yes, misleading headline. Not alcohol, but orange hair dye.
Pixie lot.
No, misleading Pixie as well, sorry.
Oh. Which one is it? Pixie Geldof?
That's the one.
So she's dyed her hair orange?
Yes.
All right, well, that's very misleading. Glad you're here to explain that
sorry
one.
Sorry about that one, yeah. No.
It's Jerry Halliwell.
This is a weak story, I think. This is...
And the others aren't.
This is a small one. Jerry Halliwell spotted perching on a wall.
Oh, right, I see. What, so it's just Jerry Halliwell sitting on a wall?
Yes.
And Louis Tomlinson from One Direction dresses up as a carrot.
This is one of my favourite ones. There's two. You wait all week for a D-list celebrity dresses up as vegetable story, and then two come along at once. This is the first one.
Mm.
So the X Factor tour crew apparently dared him to go on stage in Nottingham dressed as a carrot. He did it, and he raised £1,000 for charity.
Oh, well done to Louis. That's really good. Well done to him.
The other one, Chantel off of Big Brother, dresses up as a lettuce.
Why? To raise money for charity?
It's linked into that. It's a lettuce dress. I think maybe it was like a take on the Gaga thing.
Mm.
And it's for like an animal charity.
Right, so it's like Argos Lady Gaga.
It's like a vegetarian version of what Gaga did.
Exactly.
Okay,
yeah.
Excellent. Something for the veggies there. Well, thank you, Smooth Talking Dan. And that's his roundup of today's
Incredible.
Entertainment news Incredible. Explained. Rasta Mouse is actually the voice. It's Reggie Yates doing the voice off the chart show.
Is that true?
Yeah, look him up today. It's really good. What do you mean you've never seen a flag on a beach? Actually, yeah, thinking about it, they do have them, don't they? Every beach has a flag. That's from Claire in Buxton. The flag is to order drinks, you pleb. That's from Luke in Cheshire, is it?
What? That's not right.
That's not right at all. What are you on about?
It's not semaphore.
But we're very excited about Smooth Talking Dan's sleaze, STD sleaze every day. You can do this next week as well.
Yes.
I like the way you explain them. Chris is, my mate Chris is so excited, he's thinking of getting shirts made.
I just think we could start up a proper fan club. Shirts should be made.
Right, here's
week.
The thing. Why do you say that everything should have shirts made for it? Because you do?
I
Every
suppose,
time
yeah.
something happens on the show, it's like, we should get some shirts for that. But why?
I just think whenever you go out and do something, you should get shirts made.
But you say it every time, yeah, we'll get some shirts for that. Well, why? We're just doing a thing on air. We'll get some shirts.
It's
fine when the lads
it.
Are in Malia.
No, but you weren't even up for that. When we went to Cavos, you wouldn't get shirts made.
Well, I don't see your obsession with getting a shirt made for absolutely everything. I don't understand.
I bet you loads of people do it.
I don't get it.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
One of Becky's talents, which I've known about for a long time, which we've never done on the air, is the fact that she can rap in songs really well. I can sometimes sit here playing a song with a rap in it, and she will know every single word. And I'm glad that finally we can do this on the radio, because it's an astounding quality.
I'm so excited about this.
I'm nervous about this one.
Yesterday we treated you to the Pitbull rap in On The Flow by Jennifer Lopez. Today we're going for the big one. It's all about Tiesto, Diplo and Busta Rhymes with Come On, Catch 'Em By Surprise. This is hard.
This is really, really difficult one.
But I've heard you do Busta rapping before, all fine.
Well, yeah, I haven't actually learnt all the lyrics to Busta before, though, so it's just been like, blah, 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 back in a magnum.
Back in a magnum. Okay, are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to play the kind of lead in to the big rap, yeah? You ready?
Yeah.
Okay.
Warm up.
I'm going to lose my breath halfway through.
This is ridiculous.
Okay, here we go. All right, here's the lead in. We got them hypnotized. We got them hypnotized. I'm nervous for you. We got them hypnotized. 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 Here we go. Come on, Becky!
Every time I come in and I step up in the building and we let the fire stop, we heard and all we gotta run on. Cause you gotta know that when we gotta shut a win, and when I'm in this spot, there ain't no question that you gotta come on. And hurt him up, work them up, spark another match and let it flame, get your dumb on. Everybody get ready to know every time I do what I do. Bust rhymes, make the people wanna come on. Let's go, cause you know we're gonna fly. Get, everybody get. Now I wanna see all of my people follow my line. If you're with me, just say, with Diplo and Tiesto, we're about to create a fiasco. Now get your club on. And if my people really with me, say, come on.
Yes!
Have that.
Oh my God.
How do you do that so fast? How do you do that?
That's amazing.
I don't know, I need to lie down now.
She's gone red.
You're like,
I couldn't do all the come-ons because I needed to breathe.
You're like the Busta Rhymes of Somerset. I'm really impressed.
Yeah, well, really good.
Really good.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast.
Friday. But what seat shall I take? I want to play all of Rebecca Black. Is that wrong?
Oh.
Grimmy was saying yesterday that he thinks we should make it a joint record of the week next week. I'm not sure I want to put that on everybody, but that won't work on a first thing on a Monday morning, will it?
It's Friday.
No. Right, so we talked about this earlier in the week. To make a bit of extra cash, I'll tell you where the money is at the moment. It's being a Prince William and Kate Middleton lookalike. So Becky and I have decided we're going to do this and send our picture off to various lookalike agencies, because with some of the lookalikes, like famous people, they hardly look like them at all. Like, the resemblance is not good. So we've decided to take a picture, which you can see, actually, on the homepage of Radio 1 Online. If you go to bbc.co.uk/Radio 1, there's a picture of me and Becky as William and Kate, which we took yesterday.
Oh, God.
You seen it?
I've just seen it, yeah. Oh, my word.
It's good. It's right there. Under Happy Couple, if you just click on Happy Couple, and then you'll see the picture.
It's quite disturbing, Scott.
We've decided that Becky looks more like William and I look more like Kate, so that's what we've done. Go online, have a look. bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. That picture that you can see when you go there, we have sent out to various lookalike agencies, and the first replies from those lookalike agencies have already come in. Here's the first one.
Regarding William and Kate application, unfortunately, we are not currently accepting new lookalikes onto our books.
Okay, right. Well, that was quite straightforward. But it sounds quite standard reply, that.
Our administration assistant is currently on maternity leave and is unable to handle new clients. Your application was very strong. However, as our administrative difficulties are likely to continue for some time, we'd be grateful if you didn't contact us again. Many thanks, Susan, casting administrator.
Well, thanks, Susan. That's what, you know, I can't ever say no.
Yeah.
That's what I'm going to do from now on.
That's a good one, that one.
My secretary is on maternity leave. Please don't ever contact me again. Okay, next one. They've all got our picture, which you can see on the Radio 1 homepage.
Hello, Scott and Becky. Many thanks for your application as the royal couple. We have a huge amount of bookings for Kate and Will's lookalikes, and it would be great to put you forward for potential jobs, but unfortunately, I think that you may need to make more effort with your costumes.
Well, that's rude.
Can you forward further images of yourself in character? Scott in a wedding dress and Becky in military attire. Ugh. Scott, if you could also complete your glossy Kate look by brushing your hair. I look forward to hearing back from you. Many thanks, Miss Chard, celebrity casting consultant.
Okay, well, that's two okay ones. Actually, if you look at the picture, maybe I should have brushed. And actually, when we were having the photo taken, the photographer did offer me a hairbrush yesterday, and I was like, no, let's just go au naturel with it. So, okay, I'll brush my hair and I'll send another one in to you. But that's quite a strong reply, do you think?
Yeah, it's very positive.
Dear Scott and Becky, I do believe this is the single finest example of a comedy lookalike I've seen.
Well, it's not supposed to be comedy.
The thought of switching wigs is genius. Now all we really need to complete this is a good 5 or 6 minute comedy routine to put you both forward for the working men's clubs.
Right, well, the only reason we did that is because she looks more like William and I look more like Kate.
Maybe you should add a transparent dress for Scott. Jean, top lookalikes.
Well, you're not taking me seriously, Jean. Anyway, have a look at the picture, see what you think. Becky as William and me as Kate. We've tried to recreate quite a famous picture of those two. bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Radio 1. Podcast.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Radio 1.
Oh my God, that is horrific. Just one of the messages that are coming from Paul, who's just looked at Radio 1 online, at the picture of me and Becky as Prince William and Kate Middleton. I am a bit Jemay of Summer Heights High, if you've seen that show, but we've got some more replies from various lookalike agencies, including quite a promising one coming up later. It's 8:30 on the Chris Moore Show with Scott Mills. Now, this weekend is going to be an emotional one for us here, because after this weekend, Joe Wiley, sadly, will no longer be with us, and she's crossing over to the other side, Radio 2. I think she's already crossed, actually. I think I heard her last night. Anyway, so it's a bit emotional. And in tribute to our absolute favourite Joe, with no E. Anyone think of a better Joe than Joe Wiley with no E?
Joe McKeldry?
No, that's he's got an E. He's got an E.
Oh, without an E?
Without an E. Oh. Joe Brand.
Joe from S Club.
Joe from S Club 7. No, really not. It doesn't compare. No. In tribute to our favourite Joe, we have some of our favourite Joe Wiley moments.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Podcast.
It's Joe Wiley's last shows this weekend on Aww. Radio 1. Love, Joe. We've had a lot of fun with Joe over the years, and she is an absolute sweetheart. I love her to bits. So make sure you listen to her last two shows on Radio 1 this weekend before she moves over to the other side.
Do you think they'll have like loads of surprises and stuff for her? I hope they do.
I hope so. Yeah.
I think she's going to cry. I didn't mean that in like a really exciting way, but I know she gets like really emotional, and I think it's if you like tears and stuff.
You think it'll be an emotional one then?
Yeah, definitely. I do.
She's been on Radio 1 for years
and
years.
She's a legend, isn't she?
Like so many people grown up listening to Joe. So good luck, Joe, for the weekend. By the other side, I meant Radio 2, obviously. I'm going to play some of our favourite calls that we've done.
Oh, can we get Scott Mills points for these?
You can get Scott Mills points. You can have 10 if you guess the correct answer for each call, OK?
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot.
Morning.
Morning.
Have you got a Joe Wiley soundboard to go with this, or have you just got a... Just
mostly
that
this.
Morning.
Welcome along. One of my favourite things that we did with Joe Wiley was when we called a pizza place... And we got her to try and blag a free pizza because she's Joe Wiley.
Oh, I remember this one.
This was a good one.
Should be easy.
Bless her. She really didn't. I remember at the time, she was like, are you sure you want me to do this? Like, because I don't think she... You were saying on air and stuff that she was a right diva and she was trying to blag everything all the time.
Yeah, but she really isn't.
In real life, she's like obviously never asked for anything for free. So to make her call a pizza place was actually like...
Quite horrific for her. But thanks, Joe. Okay. So my question, one... Would this pizza place give Joe Wiley a free pizza because she's Joe Wiley? And two, how long could she keep him on the phone for, Becky?
Did she get a pizza? Oh, God, I can't remember.
Ages ago.
Yeah, ages ago. I'm going to say yes in the end, and I'm going to say about a minute and a half.
Chris?
This is annoying because I want to say yes because it's Joe Wiley and they should give her a free pizza. But to be different... I'm just going to say no.
And how long the call?
1 minute.
So you think she kept them on the phone for 1 minute trying to blag a pizza?
Yeah.
Let's find out.
Good afternoon, Jamie. How may I help you?
Hi, can I order a pizza, please?
Yes. Are you going to pick it up?
It's Joe Wiley here, by the way.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to have to pay for that, will I?
I don't know what's going on. Can you explain it to me? I don't know what's going on.
I'm Joe Wiley.
If I buy one pizza, I get one free, yeah.
Listen.
Yeah.
I'm Joe Wiley.
Yeah, but I do apologise. I don't know you.
Come on, I'm Joe Bleeding Wiley. You know, changing tracks, shuffle, live lounge. You're actually talking to me.
Okay, what can I do for you?
I'd like a pizza, please.
Okay.
So, can I get it for free or not?
I'm afraid no. I'm just walking here. I'm in staff. I can't give anybody.
Listen, love. I've not paid for food for 20 years.
Uh huh. You can't get anything free now. Sorry.
Listen, I am Joe Wiley, and I do not pay for pizza.
I don't know who's Joe Wiley.
Think about the stories you can tell people about giving me free pizza. You could dine out on this one for years. You could say, I gave Joe Wiley a free pizza. Your friends would say, what, really? The Joe Wiley? And you'd say, yeah, and the actual Joe Wiley.
I don't have a clue what you're talking about. You have to have a pizza free. What for? I don't know.
Because I'm Joe Wiley.
Okay. The answer was 1 minute 39. Becky, yes.
Yes!
But she didn't get a free pizza.
Oh.
So I suppose 5 points each then?
Yeah, I have
go
five
down
each.
The middle.
There we are.
Shame on her for not giving her a pizza, though.
Joe hated recording those clips. Then what we did was we got some clips of Joe and slowed her down a bit. Do you remember this? So she sounded a little bit tipsy.
Oh, yes. This is an amazing setting in Windows Media Player where you can make people sound a little bit worse for wear.
Just slow it down. So we did that, we got some clips, and we called up Barry Chuckle off of the Chuckle Brothers.
Oh, what a legend.
As you do.
Very, very polite man. My question, how long could we keep Barry Chuckle on the phone for with our slightly tipsy clips of Joe Wiley? Becky.
Oh, Barry's really nice, and I think he might have problems like hanging up on someone, so I'm going to say 2 minutes.
I'm going to go 30 seconds.
Just out of curiosity, Chris, if drunk Joe Wiley phoned you up, how long would you stay on the phone for?
As long as she wanted.
Okay, so here is slow down a little bit tipsy Joe Wiley calling Barry Chuckle. But how long does she keep him on the phone for?
Hello?
Hi, sexy.
Hello? Who's this?
You know me.
Hello?
Hi, sexy.
Who's this, then?
I'm Joe Wiley.
Hello, Joe. How are you?
I'd like a pizza.
You'd like a pizza?
Can I order a pizza, please?
This is not a pizza delivery place, you see, so I don't know whether I can help you out with that.
Come on! I'm Joe Bleeding Wiley.
Yes, I understand that, Joe, yes, but...
You know me?
Of course I do, yes, of course I know you, Joe, yes, but I don't think I can get you a pizza.
If I show you mine, will you show me yours? Is Joe Wiley here, by the way?
Very good, Joe, yes.
You're actually talking to me.
Yeah, yes, yes, I am, yes.
Think
it's very good.
About the stories you can tell people. Could dine out on this one for years.
Yes,
your
yes.
Your friends would say, what, really? The Joe Wiley? And you'd say, yeah, and the actual Joe Wiley.
Yes, the actual Joe Wiley. Yes, Joe, yes, it's very good, yes. You sound as though you're enjoying yourself.
I can't wait to make love to you.
Oh, well, the wife will be very pleased about that, yes.
Lick my hairy toes.
Very nice.
Am I getting on your nerves asking about your boobs?
Well, it's very nice to speak to you, Joe, and I hope you're having a good time. It sounds as though you are, yes.
Because I'm Joe Wiley.
Nice to speak to you.
2 minutes and 1 second.
Yes!
Crazy. Go on, Becky.
Loving Barry Chuckle.
That was a good one.
I want to call him.
Such a polite man. He can't say no either. So make sure you're listening from 1 p.m. Saturday and Sunday. The legend that is Joe Wiley. Her last show's on Radio 1. Joe's rock husband, Dave Grohl, is going to be on. Also, Ricky Gervais will be hosting Joe's very own road trip where Joe picks all the tracks herself and tons and tons and tons of celebrity messages and some very special guests. Joe Wiley this weekend. Love you, Joe.
Scott Mills. This is...
Scott Mills.
BBC.
Radio 1. Radio 1.
Have you had a look at the picture of me and Becky online yet? You're in for a treat. You're in for a Friday treat if you haven't. bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. We're applying to be Prince William and Kate Middleton lookalikes because, let's face it, listeners, that's where the money is in the next couple of months. So it's me as Kate because I blatantly look more like Kate than I do William, and Becky because same reason. So we have sent several emails out to some lookalike agencies just to tout for some business, basically, using this picture, which you can now see on the Radio 1 homepage. Here's another reply we've got.
Hi, Scott. Thank you for applying as a Kate Middleton lookalike. Due to the high volume of applicants we receive every day, we cannot physically represent every single person who applies to join our ever-expanding agency.
Oh, blah, 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 blah. Oh, okay, so you're too busy.
Please understand that competition in the lookalike industry is very high and it can be a difficult time for anyone wishing to pursue a part-time or full-time career as a lookalike.
Part-time.
Therefore, we will not be looking to pursue your application any further.
Oh, all right. Okay, well, fine. That's because they've got too many, though.
Right.
Not because of the quality of the picture necessarily, just because obviously everyone is trying to be a William and Kate lookalike at the moment. Okay, here's another letter that we've got.
But this said, as one of Scott's biggest fans...
Oh, hang on, this is the same one, right? Okay, so from the same people.
But this said, as one of Scott's biggest fans, I've decided to give him a chance and added him to our website for 24 hours to see just how many inquiries he gets.
Am I on?
I'm looking at it now, actually.
Am I on?
Oh, my word. You're the featured act. So, basically, if you go on this website, on the side... They've actually done it as the featured act.
So I'm featured on this lookalike agency website now.
So hang on, if you click on this...
That's, look at that. A-list. Featured act. Yes.
So if we click on that picture, you can then inquire.
You can actually hire us now as lookalikes. Thanks so much.
So I say we flood the place with requests.
Here's the next one.
Maybe we can even get him that blue dress to up his chances. Please let Scott know he can be our princess for a day. Many thanks, Francesca, director.
Well, thank you very much, Francesca. We are already sending an email contacting you just to try and book me. Podcast. We're getting loads of emails now for Dear Scott. The Posh Radio 4 Lady is on every day, like twice a day when we're doing the mornings, so... plenty of chance to get your email read out, and there's not really any quality control, so send away scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Just put Dear Scott in the subject and make sure you put your exact age.
Dear Scott, Becky, TOTDS, and Chris, if he's there. I download your podcast from my iPod every day, and I notice that when I search for it, My Humps by the Black Eyed Peas pops up as a result. I was just wondering if you knew about this. It makes me laugh every time I see it. Love you, /high five. AJ, off of Coshocton, Ohio.
Is that one of those things where it says, like, if you liked this, you'll enjoy My Humps by the Black Eyed Peas?
Maybe that's what we're set within that genius thing that tells you what you're meant to like.
Why would it suggest My Humps?
What's wrong with My Humps?
Well, nothing. It's a good song. But I'm just saying, like, out of anything that it would suggest, why would it be that? Did you just say what's wrong with my humps?
Yeah.
Oh, right, I just picked up on that.
Sorry.
No, they're lovely.
Lovely lady lumps.
Check them out. Next.
Dear Scott, Becky, PR4L, TOTDS, Chris, Smooth Talking Dan, you seem to have a bigger team every week now.
Mm.
I have set up a page on Facebook where people can like Nicki Minaj's English accent, such as off of Girls Fall Like Dominoes. So far, I'm the only member. Does that mean everyone else hates it? Simon.
I love her English accent.
If I had seen that, I would so like it.
So would I. I would totally like it at once on Facebook. She does speak a bit like that when she does her English accent.
P.S. Listening to the show this morning and you were debating whether or not to wear shorts tomorrow. If you are wearing shorts, does that mean it has been Ladies' Day, where all the girls start wearing less clothing already? Seems to come around quicker every year. I thought it was around April, May. Hope I haven't missed it.
I don't think it's Ladies' Day yet, is it?
I was suspicious that it might have been Ladies' Day 2 days ago.
No, because we would have known about it, because loads of people would have texted in going, I've shaved.
But suddenly I saw loads of minis around with, you know... All right, I'm going to have to explain this, aren't I?
No, no.
No, please do.
That's what my my friend Laura and her sister call it.
What?
A mini.
What do they call
your
a mini?
Girl bits.
I meant cars.
Yeah. What, fit girls in cars?
Yeah, they're always in minis, aren't they?
Well, we've had this before.
Mm.
We said that it's only ever fit people that drive in minis.
But then loads of people were on saying that's not necessarily true. I stick by it.
We've had this before.
I know.
Don't you remember there's the boss upstairs that drives a Mini?
Which one?
Doesn't Ben have a Mini?
Ben's fit as.
Is it time for your contract negotiations?
Yeah, but so. Next.
Dear Scott, the PR4L, the Matt Lucas lookalike, and Chris. Re your conversation regarding music and walking in time to it. I play darts for this here Norfolk, and every home game we have our own walk-on music. I'll be standing at the back of the hall waiting for my music so I can make my way through the crowd and then walk on the stage as my music is thumping out through the speakers. It makes me feel like a child, but is V exciting. My music of choice is Chemical Brothers' Galvanise.
Good one.
But I'm thinking of changing it to Tight Fit in the Jungle. What do you think? Will, off of Prawn Stars in Norfolk.
What's Tight Fit?
I'll just find it for you.
Are you sure that's in our system? Oh. It's not called that. Yes. Yes, it's in there. So imagine you're at a darts tournament. There's loads of blokes going, Ray! There's loads of women as well going, Ray! Because that's what women do at darts. I've been, I know. He's waiting at the back and they go, please welcome onto the hockey, it's Will!
That's a tune,
one.
Yeah, that is a good tune.
He's walking through the crowds. The men, Roy! The women, Roy!
Good song.
How far is his entrance from the stage? Because he's got quite a long intro.
He's only halfway now. If he walks slowly, you'll get a bit more of the song in.
It's a brilliant one. I play quite a lot of darts, so I think I might actually nick this idea.
Well, you don't have walk-on music in the pub, do you?
Sadly enough, we actually do.
What?
Well, for the tournaments and that, we each choose a piece of walk-on music.
So in the pub?
What's yours at the moment? I'm intrigued.
At the moment, it's Eminem, Lose Yourself.
Oh,
in the
God.
Pub? In the pub?
Yeah. I've even got a darts outfit. A shirt right. With my name on the back.
Okay.
But I'm nicknamed The Shark.
Right. Why?
And I have to come in and make that movement.
What, like a fin?
With a fin on your head.
Yeah.
Right, let's just imagine this for a second. So there you are. It's like a normal evening in the pub with your mates, okay? And you're about to make your entrance.
Yeah.
To just a normal game of darts.
Well, yeah, we take it a bit more seriously than that.
Right. So what do you do? Like, for your entrance, do you hide in the loo or something?
Well, no, there's a CD player on the side, so you have to go press play on the CD player, then quickly run around the side and then...
You press play on your own opening music?
Yeah.
Press play now. Here he is. Does someone announce you?
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen.
If you had...
Do you announce yourself?
I had to once, yeah.
Oh, how embarrassing. Okay, imagine that you have to do it. Now go.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the hockey.
Just let it slip. Yo.
The music needs to go forward a bit. This is where I hype myself up around the side.
What are you doing now at this point? Of the
sort of shaking it out. Becky could be my walk-on girl one day.
You have a walk-on girl?
If there's one about.
Hold your darts.
I'm coming on. Welcome, Chris, the Shark Stark.
You're doing a fin thing on your head.
The fin.
Okay, good.
Oh, it's so sad, isn't it?
I think it's brilliant. We find out more and more about you every day, don't we?
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
It's a bit early, but let's start up the weekend.
Thank you.
One Podcasts.
Radio One Podcasts. Podcast.
Okay, well, we're back on Monday morning at 6:30 because Chris Moyles and Comedy Dave are still sleeping. That's right, 2 weeks of sleeping for them, and they're back a week on Monday. Paul, who's doing some tiling in Callington, says, Becky is a natural rapper. Buster Becky. She has the talent to prove it. You finally found her forte. I know. If you missed Becky rapping, then it'll be on the Scott Mills podcast later. Scott Mills Daily. Look it up at Radio 1 Online, bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. Sophia in Essex is one of the many people saying, why, Mills? Well, just why did you have to play the Friday song by Rebecca Black? It's now going to be in my head the rest of the day. Jess and Charlotte on their college trip loved it, though. And Alan Leeds says, only you could play Rebecca Black followed by Know Your Enemy. It's true. Now, if you do one thing this weekend, please, make sure you listen to Joe Wiley's last two shows on Radio 1. She's going to be on 1 till 4, Saturday and Sunday. She's got loads of special guests, tons of celebrity messages. Joe's been there at the beginning of so many massive Radio 1 acts, from Plan B to Lily Allen, Arctic Monkeys to Adele. She's friends off of Chris Martin and Bono. Hello. Madonna's co-hosted her show at her house. Jay-Z's been to her actual house. So on Saturday, you're going to get Jamie Woon in the live lounge. And then on Sunday, Ricky Gervais will host Joe's very own road trip. You know, the feature she does, where Joe will pick the tracks. And also she'll tell you what car she's driving in and the journey. Beautiful. Also, Joe's rock star husband, Dave Grohl, is going to be on, choosing his favourite moments from the last 20 years, including some very special Foo Fighters live moments. So if you're a fan, you want to listen to that. Loads of special surprise guests. Tune in 1 o'clock Saturday and Sunday to celebrate Joe Wiley on Radio 1. Make sure you do it. She is the world's greatest person, called Joe, without an E. And I know that I, for one, am really going to miss her. So, in tribute to the legend that is the Wiley, this.
It's Elbow and One Day Like This. That was such a lovely changing track. Matt, I know exactly what you mean. I've got my mum coming this year for the very first time. And that's what Glastonbury, I think, is all about. It's kind of all ages, whatever you're into, then Glastonbury is the kind of place for you. So, Greg, you've nearly killed me, if I'm honest with you. You can hear just how out of breath I am now, because I'm legging it trying to get to this princess who's supposed to be in the tower. So I'm nearly there. I'm going to play a record because, frankly, I can't talk anymore. This is unfair.
Sorry.
I don't know if I can.
Hello.
Hi, Scott.
Hi, Scott.
Hello. Are you going to...
No.
What?
I'm not, no.
Are you going...
I'm not on air, am I?
No.
I so don't trust you, look.
Hello.
Hi, it's Joe Wiley here.
Joe, what's up, baby?
I can't wait to make love to you.
Joe, you are so naughty.
Thank you to all the puppies that I'm being sent in terms of pictures on.
Hello.
Hi, it's Joe Wiley here.
Hi, Joe.
I can't wait to make love to you.
Hey.
Newsbeat's political reporter, Reggie Bayonet. I'm sorry.
Andy Parfit's office.
Hi, it's Joe Wiley here.
Joe, hello. Can I help you?
Right, can I just get this right? So you're in a... tank.
Yeah.
She's in a tank. She's in a tank.
Anyway, your car's inside, and I'm just going to drive my massive, great big tank all over your car, and your car, by the end of this, will be history! And your car, your Nissan Micra, is just about to go beneath the wheels! Yeah!
Now that... my little orange friend is calm.
One Podcast.
Radio One Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.